Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Never forget the simplicity of the gospel. What Jesus said, he meant. What he meant is life. Everything that he said, he meant it. And all the things that he said gives life. He has full intention to bless us, to help us grow, to help us go forward, to do the things of God. And it's very important. We can live a much greater life, stronger in him, as we trust him and take him at his word. Sometimes people lose the meaning of God's word in their complication. They complicate what God said to make it say what they want or how life seems. You know, the enemy, he can rob you by giving you a little bit of wrong information, which leads to a little bit more wrong interpretation, which leads to a little bit more corruption. And it's so slow and subtle that you'll think you're doing what God said and you're not. You're doing the opposite. This is why God told Joshua to study the word day and night, that he may be able to do all that God said. Remember, when God told him this, he had to go take the land. God was with him. He had to drive out giants, people that were much bigger than the pure nation of Israel. See, when they were in Egyptian captivity, they didn't get a chance to mingle with other nations and become giants. They had a pure race. Many of the land that they were going to take had become it was overwhelmed with giants. That's why the 10 spies were so fearful, because the people were so big. The enemy had developed a stronghold in Canaan land. And Joshua had just come out of slavery. Moses never was a slave. When you're a slave, you learn to think dependently. You need somebody to tell you what to do. It's like the mind is just like muscles. If people work in the office and they don't do heavy lifting, their bodies get weak. Their bodies just get weak. They're weaker. If they don't go to the gym and exercise, when they get old, they won't age well because they didn't wrap muscles around their bones. But people who do manual labor, they have muscles. All right, now back to the people in the office. They're using the muscle of their mind. They're concentrating, they're making decisions that help everybody. They are necessary. If you have a weak management, the whole place will go out of business. But people in management, they learn to think, and they can process and make good decisions because they're continually using the mind God gave them to do this. But people in the field, they depend on them to make the orders and tell them what to do. The mind has muscles just like the body, so to speak. If you're a good husband and you're taking care of your family, you think a certain way to do. You manage to take care of your family. That's your goal. That's what you do. If you're a king, you're thinking for the nation. You're using your mind to be a blessing to the nation. You have to think of everything. That's why they have counselors and advisors so they can make the best choices. This is a skill. So when you come out of slavery, you don't have those skills. You have to learn them. You have to attain them. Moses was raised in the king's house, and he rejected the sin of Egypt because he loved God's will. So he was free. The Lord gave him the word of God, and he wrote it down. And then he told Joshua to study that word day and night, because God gave it. Moses wrote it, but God inspired it. Moses is not the author. He is the writer, just like all the other apostles and men of God, prophets that wrote what happened. God inspired it. They wrote it down. They were not geniuses. God is. He knows what he's doing. The Lord is smart. And he gave man his word. Men of faith. This is why no private interpretation will work. You have to stick with the intended meaning of the word of God. And it's saying what it says. You believe it, you receive it with the intent to do it. Then it will minister to you. And you'll gain understanding. Like the sons of Issachar, they had understanding. Job was the third son of Issachar. And he was very wise, and his friends were much older than he was, because he loved knowledge and wisdom. He loved the truth of God's word. He put himself in a position to hear it. So over time, the sons of Issachar are the ones who had understanding. Many times people don't have understanding. They think they have knowledge. But knowledge comes from the Lord, and receiving and working working out your salvation. That's how you gain knowledge. You believe the word, you receive the word, you believe it, you speak it and act on it, and you experience it. And that's when you're going to have understanding. You're going to have knowledge because you trusted the wisdom of God's word. Wisdom is the trust of truth. You obeyed that. You govern your life by it. Then it becomes knowledge. And you continue to work with that knowledge, and then you begin to understand what God is actually saying and what he's doing and why. Sometimes we receive his word and speak it and do it because he said it. That's why we did it. He gave the order, we did it. But as you live by those words, you begin to understand why he said it. And you see the beauty of it, and your trust, the roots of your trust grow deeper. The roots of your trust grow deeper, and you begin to trust God even more. Now you're a candidate to receive an assignment because he knows that you trust him and you'll stick with it. And as you obey him, then you're anointed to do something, not to mention the glory of God. And God will anoint you. The anointing is when he gives you. The anointing is a sanction that gives a man or woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. So when he anoints you to do something, you can do it. He's there to help you, just like with Joshua. Now the Lord was there to help him, but you have to cooperate. You have to be in obedience for the anointing to work. The anointing, Samson showed us that if you get in disobedience, the anointing will stop working. The anointing is only activated by faith. If you don't do anything in faith, the anointing is dormant. But when you act in faith, the anointing is alive. It's active. It's always there once God dispatches it. It's there. But it's unemployed until you act on your faith. And sometimes Christians, when the going get tough, they back off. because they're not wholehearted enough. And they don't receive the word. They don't bulldoze through it. Go drive the enemy back. Don't let him bulldoze you. You bulldoze him. Jesus said, occupy till I come. Don't let the enemy take the word from you. Don't let him take over. Don't let him take over in your world. You take him. You take what he has. Don't let him take what you have. You win souls and take them out of that lousy kingdom and for the kingdom of God. You take back what he stole. They were supposed to drive out the giants, the people that were much bigger. Some of them were battle-hardened, but that don't matter when God is with you. They weren't supposed to be there. God gave Joshua the victory. When God gives you the victory, you can take it. And you, if you try to take it in your own strength, it's not going to work. You have to do precisely what God said do. You have to use the authority that he dispatched to you. Jesus gave us authority. We got to use it. Some people will say, well, I'm afraid to fight. Why? Satan's not afraid to fight you. God gave you the victory. Why are you so afraid? Why be reluctant with something so important? Win the battle within. Then you can win the battle without. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Do what God say do. If you're doing what God said do, you have the authority to do it. You're going in his name, not yours. And don't do anything for vainglory. That's another avenue that people short-circuit what God is doing in their lives. They want the glory on themselves. You can't win against Satan with his methods. Those things have to be driven away from us. You can take the faith that God gave you and drive out every evil desire for vainglory, lust, pride, greed, everything that don't make sense. You can't fight the world with the world. You can't use worldly tactics to do God's business. And the Lord is very particular. He don't want people that will compromise with the world to do his business. If you're not wholehearted, it's not going to work. Only people that's wholehearted will do this. Half-hearted people can't make wholehearted choices. If they doubt against God, they're not even a candidate for what God is doing. You can't fulfill God's word with doubt in your heart. You can't do it with unbelief. You got to get rid of those curses. Go right back to the simple word of God. Do what Jesus said do. Govern your life with his wisdom, the wisdom of the Proverbs. Jesus honored the wisdom of the Proverbs because the wisdom of the Proverbs is Jesus. He honored the relationship of the Psalms because the relationship of the Psalms is Jesus. And he believed and he operated in the word of God because he is the word. And he loves God. He submitted himself to his Father. He said, I do what I hear my Father say. I do what I see my Father do. He didn't do anything without the governing hand of God. Whatever God told him to do, that's what he performed and finished under the anointing. And he broke whatever yoke had to be broken to do it. And he didn't seem to struggle to do it. And don't be limited. The only place he was limited was in his own hometown. If you do God's business, don't expect it too much from anybody. People that don't have the... If you've been in God's presence receiving revelation and other people have not, very few people are going to support you until until they see something. People walk by sight more than they walk by faith. In many circles, even among Christians. Some people are obedient and they'll help you because they're obedient to God and they saw what God is, they see something in you and they'll stand with you. There are people of faith out there. Everybody's not lukewarm. Some people, they notice the things of God because they live in His presence. And some people will obey God just because they love Him. They love Him so much they want to do something out of that love. And and sometimes the people that you're training can see what God is doing in you. And they trust what you're doing. They may not know all the things you know, but they'll stick with it. And people that want to know God, they will help you because you're helping them to learn and grow. And they're blessed by you. But those who never get it, don't expect too much out of people that's not trying to know God. People in your own hometown. A lot of times we struggle so much to get people on board from our own home, our kin, our friends, people we grew up with. If you write a book, they're not going to read it. If they do, it's a wheelchair miracle. It's just like a wheelchair miracle. But there are people out there that will. It's a shame that God can give you important things and people that you love and grew up with won't even look into it. They're caught up in how you were or competition or whatever. But that's how family treat people. And Jesus exposed it to us. This is international. This is an international problem. With the amount of God's word that went forward, we should have outgrown this foolishness a long time ago. But it's still relevant in many cases. Not every case. Some people have sisters and brothers that listen to them and can receive from them. It's rare, but it's there. But in most cases, see what Jesus went through. He showed us what you're going to go through. If you study His life, He prepared you against every obstacle so that you won't get blindsided. Keep it simple. You have to look at what God is doing. What is God saying? What is He doing? Look at Him. If you look at Him, He'll help you manage what people are doing. He'll help you overcome what people are not doing. You think people are going to get on board with you, and they don't? You don't depend on them to. Keep depending on the Lord. Got a plan. Follow the plan that He reveals. Do the protocol. If it's hard, just get up earlier. Sometimes you have to get out of that bed and get out there in the cold air and start working. I saw a lot of ministries start and stop because nobody supported them. And when I saw how people didn't really receive the message God gave me, even the pastors, I said, people are not going to support me. I wasn't being negative. I said, I knew I was going to have to trust God, and I also knew that I was going to have to work and pay for it because the Lord kept telling me about business as much as He did about ministry. Because you have to follow your protocol. Sometimes everybody want to be full-time ministers because half of them don't want to work. But I like working. I'm a hands-on kind of person anyway. But I'm not going to compromise the message so people will help me. I don't care whether people help me or not, if that's the way it is. I welcome it, it's fine. But I'm not going to wait on you to help me. I'm not going to wait on anybody to help me. I'm going to do what I can do as long as I got strength in my body. And also, I'm believing God so that when I get old and can't work like I do, that it'll be supported. See, God thinks of everything. You have to use what you have to do what you got to do. And keep it simple. Stick with what God revealed and be faithful. What more can you do? You can't make people help you. And I'm not going to compromise the word of God for anybody to help me. And I'm not mad at them. I love everybody. I love them. And it's sincere love. Just like I preach about all the time. Because God trained me. I'm not offended. I'm having a good time. I enjoy every minute. And I'm not hurt. Because people, this problem runs much deeper than people just don't see what you see sometimes. You just got to understand that. That's fine. There are people that will see. And the Lord will help me hit the hot spots. Some fish won't bite, but some fish will. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to bless you and teach you as long as you want him to. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.